My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Joe Curry's character, Dick Eldorado, has lost contact with his scammer, Mavis Mills. Davin can get them back together, but first, Davin wants a video chat with Mavis. So listen and enjoy.
I like the way he's keeping this whole Richard Eldorado thing alive.
Yeah.
For the simple reason, he's like kind of watching out for me and kind of giving her the impression where, you know, you're not going to hear from Richard until we get things straightened away.
Richard's my bait.
Right.
Yeah, but you and also fixed his issue of not looking in his spam folder.
The spam folder, but you're also keeping the whole Richard thing alive because you're giving her the impression that you love Richard, you want a part of him. Well, we got to get some stuff settled before, because we're friends.
Yeah. I'm a very good fake friend.
You're a good fake friend.
You're
so, yeah,
friend.
I see the way this is.
You approve of how I'm handling this.
Yes, I am, because basically I'm wondering, you know, should I get back, you know, back to her?
I'll tell you when it's time to get back to
her. That's, I'm kind of in agreement with that, and the way you're handling it is working out
very
well.
I'm a professional bullshit artist.
Thank you.
I have kept it from him because I do not wish him to suffer more than he needs to. When the man loves, he loves with all of his heart.
Yeah, right. Look at Mr. Whiskers.
Because that's kind of the character that that Joe developed for Richard Eldorado.
Yeah.
Right, and I'm sure there was a meeting where you stopped over the house, and there I am. I don't want you talking to her. You know, yeah,
Richard
Eldorado. I'm very frail. Yeah.
Richard Eldorado is the type of scam victim that falls hard.
Yeah,
and you know he might be fragile. You know, you got to protect the Richard Eldorado.
He's had a rough year.
A little bit. My type of scam victim is I'm still a victim. Yeah. I still don't see what's right in front of me.
Right,
but I'm a lot more skeptical of everybody else.
Right.
So there's a little bit.
Richard Eldorado just went through a divorce.
Yeah,
he's waiting.
Not yet.
No, your wife died. Stupid.
Oh, did she die?
Yeah.
I can't remember what he did with the body.
I haven't done the character.
No, you're very. You're a widower. Oh, Christ.
I haven't done
this character
in 6 months. I forgot.
This is why I don't let you correspond.
She's buried.
Well, I'd review my notes before I did it.
All of a sudden, he's got a staff on here. All right, where are we now?
I was busy. Picked up a sideshow. Yeah.
I'm watching a football game. I get a text from Joe. Listen, I need your help. Here's why I have. All right. She goes, but I already sent him a message and told everything that I didn't. That thing. Didn't he tell you?
Yes, but stupid lost it at spam.
But this is before I know about this.
Right.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
That we just now Joe that, thinks that she's gone. I don't know that she's come clean.
Right.
Now, when did I see that as spam? Would it have been around that time?
I told you. I go, check your spam filter, stupid.
When did you tell me?
I was much nastier in February.
I know, but I know. Let's stop. When did you tell me that? Did you tell me that at the time of this, or was this?
I'm pretty sure this is when I did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure, like, because I would have known. You would have told me. You would have read it on. At this point, you would have read on the show.
Yeah, because I'm trying to get, you know.
Yeah, you had in. This is news to me.
This year went quick. Jesus Christ. But anyway, all
right. All right. I go. He is not. Maybe he did not get it. You can send it again.
Yeah.
I have not told him we are talking. The best way to be with Richard in a real way is to vid chat with me. When I know your heart is...
you see, he's being a cock blocker to Dick.
There's peppers that need to be eaten and not by I. When I know your heart is pure and I know there are no more secrets, I will tell Richard how much he means to you and what a wonderful lady you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I will feel good about saying it. Right now, I can't do that.
And if you're a scammer, you might want to really go for that because there's money at the end of that rainbow. The old lady kicked off, and I'm waiting.
But again, I'm trying to get this video chat. They don't go online.
Yeah.
So I'm fighting an uphill battle.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I have nothing to hide, so I will vid chat with you. I sent several messages, so how come he doesn't have it? I go, I don't know if he has it or does not have it. We really do not talk about you, to be honest. I do not want to talk about you with him until you've been given the chance to prove what you say you are.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, can you do me a favor? Call him now and ask him how he's doing. Well, right now he's selling plumbing equipment.
Now, I'm surprised you went that route on that, saying that we really haven't talked about it. Shouldn't you said we have talked about it? And
because you haven't told me that you got these emails.
Oh, okay.
Because we haven't talked about it.
Okay.
I'm dealing with this on the fly.
I got you.
I'm dealing with this on the fly. This has fallen into my lap. You know, I got to be smart about this, and I keep you from screwing it up. It works out well.
Just another day at the office.
Exactly.
Balls in the air. Keeping the balls in the air.
I go, my gut tells me either Richard will have a girlfriend when this is all over, but probably not both of us. Either me or Richard, but probably not both of us.
Ooh.
It is 8 a.m. in the morning here. I can't call him this minute. It's a bit early. She goes, okay, have to go now if you don't have any more questions. I go, I have plenty of questions, but I want to give you the chance to talk to me and not type. Richard deserves that. Maybe you deserve that too. Besides, the weekends, let me know when you can vidchat, and I will try to make time for this. She goes, I don't think I might be able to get a headphone. I go, the cafe should have it. Borrow it. Buy it. She goes, webcam.
Do it.
She goes, webcams are available, but don't know if I will get a headphone. I go, make it happen, Mavis. She goes, try to make it happen. Got to go now. See ya. I go, okay, have a nice day, Mavis. It is nice chatting with you. She goes, me too. I go, let me know when you have headphones. We will get this done. The sooner the better for everybody. Bye. And that was February 21st. So I want.
Wow.
I think we got some developments. I want the feedback. Joe, once again, is stunned because it pertains to him.
Yeah. He's like, I'm involved in this. Hey, wait a minute.
Hey, it's my turn.
It's me.
All right, Joe, we'll start with you.
It remains to be seen if she'll do that. Basically, what I was saying before is there is an incentive for her to do the video chat. The video chat leads to her getting back with Dick El Dorado.
Right.
Which is what everybody wants.
Right.
Who wouldn't?
<What a catch. laughs> The incentive on that end is Dick El Dorado was about to come into the money from his wife's demise.
Right.
That's where we left off.
Wasn't it an insurance payment?
It was an insurance payment. I was waiting to work with the lawyers to get the insurance payment. This was in January. So
this was before January. This was the end of last year.
Yeah.
This is from the get-go.
I'm sorry. Yes, I stand corrected on that. That actually was around the last week of the... Yes, around
that's
December
when you started
31st.
Getting all banged up with your arm and... The
right,
well,
right.
This had been going on over a period of time. You got
so
in
you, would figure by February, I would be with my lawyers and that money was coming really soon because I alluded to that.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you're talking to her in February. Yeah, this equates to money. It equates to money. Bottom line, money. Like
you don't
I was
think
saying.
It's love?
No. No. Hey, like I said this.
You don't think she's an honest girl like Belinda?
No. And here's the we got our job, they got theirs.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.